as I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, in the reading today, this reading from the Gospel today, it's the first time this whole season of Advent we hear anything about the baby Jesus. He's about to be born here. He isn't even named in the reading yet. Mary's just pregnant. We see pregnant Mary visiting her relative Elizabeth, also pregnant. And it's beautiful. It's a very happy reading. And it's good to see two pregnant women commiserating, each excited, partly, I think, because neither of them had experienced pregnancy before. But two pregnant women visiting is nothing particularly special. It's special, of course, for them, but it happens all the time. Why is this visit between these two women called the Visitation? Why is it included in the Bible? Why is it one of the mysteries we pray as one of the decades of the Rosary? If a visit between two pregnant women is rather commonplace, then perhaps this one, the Visitation, is more about Jesus and John the Baptist visiting each other. I mean, the women know each other. They've met before. But Jesus and John the Baptist, they've never met. And upon coming close together, even though they're still not yet even born, John recognizes the closeness of this other person, Jesus, and he leaps for joy inside his mother's womb. And that joy then is shared with his mother. And I don't know if it's painful. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know if it's painful. I don't know if it's a happy feeling. You who have been pregnant, you can tell the rest of us. But Elizabeth is filled with joy when it happens. She intuits everything that John is happy about, and she says to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." It's just like in the Hail Mary. So now they, all three of these people, John, Elizabeth, Mary, all three of them now have an idea of what new thing God is doing. Because they all have an idea now of who this baby is. That they may not understand all of it, but, you know, Mary had the angel tell her, Elizabeth has had this miraculous pregnancy because she was supposed to be too old. And so they all have an idea that something new has happened. And even if they don't understand all of it, if they have an idea that this baby is Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us, if they know that this baby does not have a human origin, and if they know that this baby is the Messiah, the Savior that Israel has been promised and that Israel has been waiting for, then they know all they need to know. Because just with that, just with those knowing those three things, they can leap for joy. With that knowledge, their trust in God can be renewed. And with that knowledge, they can happily fulfill their own roles in God's plan that they all are coming to understand. With this knowledge that God is with us, that this baby is the Messiah and is not just human parents, but one that comes from heaven, can we also rejoice? Can we also fulfill the roles that God asks of us? Can we also leap for joy? And can we willingly take on what God wants us to do so that his plans can work out and be completed? Doing God's will is more than just saying, well, whatever I'm doing must be a part of God's plan because I'm doing it and it's working out fine. Way too simplistic. Because even if things are going well, we've got to remain in communication with God. We've got to remain in prayer to know where God wants us, where God needs us. Whatever God asks of us will always be for our good, and will always be for the good of the world, even if it necessarily involves the pains of labor.